AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Tropical weather is affecting both the U.S. mainland and Hawaii. What's left of Tropical Storm Erica is moving toward Florida as it continues to dump a lot of rain throughout the region. Forecaster Stacy Stewart.
Remnants of what was Tropical Storm Erica is producing locally heavy rainfall across portions of South Florida, especially in the metropolitan areas of Miami and Fort Lauderdale and points just west of there, and also heavy rainfall down into the Florida Keys and over portions of central and western Cuba.
Meanwhile, emergency preparations are being urged in Hawaii. Hurricane Ignacio is expected to pass to the north of those islands.
However, with the size of the storm and its proximity, islands could still see some impacts from the outer periphery of the storm.
That's Pacific Hurricane Center forecaster Eric Lowe. In the Pacific Northwest, high winds toppled trees this weekend. Gig Harbor Police Chief Kelly Busey tells Como TV a man was killed when a tree fell on his car.
This is heart-wrenching, you know. I mean, a father was just taken from their child, you know, and a husband taken from their wife. So certainly just a tragedy, just out of nowhere.
And a 10-year-old girl died after a branch fell on her at a birthday party.
As we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
A vigil was held last night at a gas station for a sheriff's deputy who was gunned down in the Houston suburbs. The suspect in that shooting now faces capital murder charges. He is to be arraigned tomorrow. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is warning America's enemies against assuming that he would not use military force, even though he has opposed wars in the past.
I think they would be making a very, very big mistake. I believe that the United States should have the strongest military in the world. We should be working with other countries in coalition.
Sanders voted to send troops to Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks. This is AP Radio News. Author Oliver Sacks has died. He was 82. Sacks was a practicing neurologist who often wrote of people with severe and sometimes bizarre neurological conditions, among them the man who mistook his wife for a hat. Earlier this year, Sacks announced he was terminally ill with a rare eye cancer that had spread to his liver. A fan is dead after falling from the upper deck at Turner Field in Atlanta during a game between the Braves and the New York Yankees. Police spokesman Greg Lyon says they have not confirmed whether alcohol was a factor.
What we do is, in a situation like this, is wait for the medical examiner to complete an autopsy, and they'll be able to definitely tell us one way or another, those types of factors, blood alcohol, et cetera.
This is the third time in 8 seasons that a fan has died at a fall in that ballpark. I love you, girl, but I just don't. Justin Bieber plans to perform his new song, What Do You Mean, tonight at the annual MTV Video Music Awards. Hosting the show will be Miley Cyrus. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.